Well, this week a new species of early human has been described, Australopithecus sediba, and it looks like it's a key member of the family as it links to the more archaic small-brained Australopithecine with the more modern species of Homo. Sediba was unearthed 2 years ago at a somewhat aptly named site of Cradle of Humankind World Heritage Site, and its discoverer is Professor Lee Berger from the University of Witwatersrand. Bit of a mouthful. Two sediba have been looked at by Berger and an international team of 60 researchers. The adult female and juvenile male are actually quite complete for such early specimens. They allowed Berger and his team to study their pelvis shape, spine, ankle and skulls. And what's interesting is that they have a mixture of old and new traits. Like modern humans, they had quite an upright stance, small teeth, an advanced pelvis and relatively long legs. They were, however, just over 4 foot tall in adulthood and had quite small brains. The researchers have used a combination of dating techniques to get as accurate as possible an age on these creatures, including uranium-lead isotopes and paleomagnetism. From this, they believe that sediba would have lived about 1.95 million years ago, and it's this period when the climate record changes dramatically and Africa becomes more arid. So perhaps the development of sediba and later humans owes something to these climate changes.
What does this mean in terms of where we come from, though, Dinah? Where does this fit into the grand scheme of things where we pop up?
Well, it's the first, well, best example of the Homo species branching off from Australopithecines, which is this archaic sort of small thing. You've probably heard of Lucy, haven't you? And it's an example. It's, well, it is kind of a missing link, really, of how our species links to theirs.